Welcome to the Grub!
Hey everybody, we're on the Grub.
Oh, what a delight it is to see your beautiful faces.
I love to see you, Ben. I love to see you, Greg.
Thanks.
Love I'm to seeing see you both too. Of you and I'm happy about it.
I was thinking the other day about how all my interactions in my life are negative.
Mm. Yeah.
Like all of my friends are awful cynics.
Yeah.
And I'm top dog. I'm not. I'm normally leading the charge.
Yeah.
With the cynicism and the negativity and like nothing's just sit around and just. Ben's moved the mic, but that's fine, Ben.
Thank you.
Yeah. Every cafe outing for me is just a real like. Oh, what's with? And sometimes I look around and I see other people. And they seem to be having a nice time together. Yeah, they're happy. And they'll be like, oh, I got a job. And the other one's like, congratulations. I'm like, what?
Instead of, how'd you get that?
Yeah, or jobs. Like,
yeah.
No, I've got to work.
Yeah.
Are we cynical as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, a couple of the worst.
Yeah.
As this podcast demonstrates. But I wonder, like, they must feel good.
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I guess they do that, then they go to the gym.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the gym does make you feel good. I went to the gym a couple of times.
The gym near my house, everyone's fucking at it, so I don't.
There you go, Greg. There's a perfect example.
What do you mean?
Of the
there's used condoms on the floor outside the gym all the time.
Why don't you put a different spin on that? People are finding love.
That's right.
At the gym.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? So you've
got this new positive vibes.
I just thought positive spin. Well, I just thought if maybe even for 3 minutes, if we were positive. Like, would it change our brain setup?
Okay, now's as good a time as any to mention that I just the other day cut my own hair and beard.
Great.
What do you think? Does it look good?
It looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Looks so good.
What about this patch here where you can see
yep.
the beard?
I like it. It looks like a scar. It looks like a cool scar.
Yeah. And you know what?
Mm.
People aren't. Perfect, are they? Like everyone's got something about them that's unique.
I've got a weird little tummy.
And it's you know, it's like, oh, that's Greg. Greg doesn't cut his beard perfectly. Greg leaves a little patch.
My head is bigger than the rest of my body. My proportions are all out of whack, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, your head isn't bigger than the rest of your body.
There you go. See, your friend Greg says it's not.
Thanks, Greg.
Well, I feel like I was being cynical and accidentally was nice.
Yeah.
I was trying to argue with you, but
don't.
I won't. Okay,
don't ruin this.
You've got a great smile.
Thank you. I know. Yeah. It's I like to look at people and smile at them and
and your smile makes others smile.
Yeah, this is a good vibe.
Yeah, it's like sunshine. In the winter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, yes.
And can I just say at this point,
being
nice is the most boring fucking horror of a... There's nothing interesting or funny about it.
Yeah.
So stop.
Yeah. And I know my beard looks shit. I know.
Yeah, it looks bad, Greg. You look like you've just got out of a mental hospital.
Thank you.
Now we're laughing.
Yeah, I feel better now. Let's crack on.
Being nice is fucked.
Grub!
Help! Help! This giant steel beam has crushed me under this burning building.
Actually, that beam is actually made of cast iron, not steel, so...
Oh, you've saved me, but how did you do that?
I broke the beam in half using logic. I'm Logic Man.
Donald Gunch is Pure Logic Man, able to destroy things using pure logic.
Help me! Help me! I'm hanging off this four-story building and I'm gonna die!
Actually, a four-story drop is not enough time to reach terminal velocity, and you're gonna fall feet first if you do, so you're actually not gonna die. You might break a bone, but you will live.
You're right! Thanks, Pure Logic Man!
Logic Man saves the day again.
Oh, wow, Logic Man saves the day again. He's so sexy. I wish he was my boyfriend.
Actually, I'm polyamorous, so if you're interested, I am available. A tip of my fedora to my lady?
An enlightened gentleman. He always gets his woman.
All right, give us your money.
No, please.
Oh, if you don't give me what I want, I'll stick you with this blade.
Actually, that's a katsuma. It's a Japanese slicing weapon, and I think you'll find if you use it to stab, you're not going to have much luck, so...
He's killed me using pure logic!
Pure Logic Man, thank you so much. I thought he was going to rape me.
Actually, I think you'll find the sexual assault statistics, if you include prison, you'll find that men are actually more likely to be victims okay. than...
A mild-mannered IT genius by day, and a superhero genius by night. Oh no! Watch out, Pure Logic Man! It's your arch-nemesis!
I've actually been trapped by my arch-nemesis, hysterical, emotional woman.
You don't know! You don't know anything about it! Objectively, I am wrong, but everyone's going to believe me because I'm hysterical! I'm hysterical and you need to wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up, Ronald!
What?
Listen. Someone's taken a shit in the server room again. You need to clean it up.
Actually, it's not my job to clean up matters of
fecal... I don't care. Just get it done.
I guess this hero has to clean up feces once again. I'll take my squeegee and be on my way, good sir.
Excuse me, Mom. Excuse me, Mom. Mom! Have you got any pingers?
Yeah, man, I got seven.
The bra.
I'm starting my Brisbane Comedy Festival show this Friday. I should plug it. Can I plug it?
Yeah.
If you're listening, God, come to the Brisbane Comedy Festival. This episode comes out on the day that I open my show, this Friday.
Come on, guys, tonight's the night.
Yeah. No one's coming.
Yeah, they
no
are.
No one's coming. No, I've seen the sales reports. No one's coming.
Yes, yeah, right. They are. They'll walk up. It's a walk-up
yeah,
festival.
Yeah, it is a walk-up yeah. festival.
Which is what
come.
You say to people who haven't sold tickets. If yeah. they have sold tickets, go, it's a sort of festival where people pre-buy tickets.
Yeah. Please come.
For Melbourne, I've got the most pre-sales I've ever had in my life.
Okay, Ben.
Which is nothing, because I'm a walk-up.
That's a walk-up festival.
Yeah, that's a walk-up festival.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brisbane Comedy Festival, the 8th of March, Friday, Powerhouse. The show's called Useful Idiot. I'm Greg Larson. Please come.
Do you resent that I'm the most successful person here?
No.
I would dispute that.
I'm the least successful person here for sure.
I'm definitely more successful.
I
reckon you are.
I have got a couple of YouTube videos that I swear to God have got quite a few likes.
I've got a YouTube. I've been viral.
Like yeah. I know you two are feminists.
No, you are absolutely
like
the most
I know you two are feminists. But is there some sort of like a part of your brain that is almost primal that comes out and goes, "Oh, this bitch," and then you go, "Nah, it's good."
That's
nah,
not
good
the part.
Her.
No, that's the open part. That's the front part of my brain going, "Yeah."
Have you got secret sodgy sections?
No, I'm not. I
I don't have a secret. I don't have
secret
a secret
sodgy.
Secret sodgy. No, I don't think I have a secret sodge.
Okay.
I love titties. I mean, no. No.
These are walk-up titties.
Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch. I mean, what? Oh, what am I saying? My secret sodge.
Secret sodge of us.
The office is doing a secret sodge.
Hey, slut.
Pick out of a hat, you get your woman.
Your you get to say one bad thing. Yes. Slut, cunt.
Fucking boss.
And every
slut.
Woman in the office is like, wow, how did this come about? How did this program
Ronald
come about?
Ronald thought of it.
Yeah. Secret sodge.
We do it once around Christmas time. That way everyone can get it out of their systems. Just a one-time secret sodge.
You want to fight me? Come on down and fight me. Stop being a coward, and I'll fight you. You better be ready for a fight, because I'm fighting. And my name is Ben, and this is The Grub.
Welcome back to That Feminist Podcast. My name is Trevor.
And my name is Todd.
We are feminists. We are allies. We are two men who like to talk about what feminism means to us and how feminism affects our lives.
We like to talk about how much we like to listen.
Exactly. We are we're a listening podcast.
That's
here,
right.
And we like to raise up female voices.
Yeah.
We use our platform to highlight those voices and those stories. And we've got one of those voices and one of those stories here today.
Yeah.
Comedian, entertainer, brave woman.
So brave. Can I say that?
Anne Edmonds. Thank you for coming on That Feminist Podcast.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So, Anne.
Yes.
You're obviously a woman in comedy and being a female performer. It's comedy festival time. It's the time of year where the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is on. There's a lot of women.
Yeah, it's the time of year.
There's a lot of women in the comedy festival, and what's it like being in that male dominated space and
as
being
a woman
in
comedy?
Yeah, as a woman in comedy, how does it feel going into the festival?
Yeah, good. I mean, it is the time of year when everyone points out that I am a woman.
That's so brave.
Which is such a great thing, I think, rather than being a comedian. It's such a great thing that your femaleness is being highlighted and shown. And rather than being, Todd, like I was saying before, that so many women are, it's almost as if their femaleness is a shameful thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I think that, personally for me, I don't like any comedian that isn't a woman.
Yeah, this year I've decided I'm only seeing female shows.
I'm only seeing
There's some really
comedy.
Some of my big some of the comedians I really like are men. And I would love to just be known as a comedian rather than it's only podcasts like this that are sort of perpetuating this idea that we're our own genre.
I think, and with respect, I think you're really
so much respect.
I think you're really sort of stepping on those stories and life experiences and not really showing due respect to what feminism is and has been throughout the years and throughout the feminist movement. And I think there's a lot of women. I and Todd and I always talk about this, that we find that, the sexiest women are the ones who are empowered and able to stand up and say, I am a woman and here
that's
I
right.
am. And,
I'm
and
not
people,
actually going on stage people, to be sexy. That's not one of my...
But the sexiest part of a woman is their mind.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. I always say, actually, a little saying I have is the sexiest part of a woman's body is how they get to decide what they do with it.
Wow.
You know, I think that...
that is
you
know, so
but
brave.
Like, I just want to be funny and I just want to get on stage. I don't even want to touch on any of this stuff or talk about it on podcasts anymore or in the newspaper. I'm asked about it,
but I think, I think as
dies
a woman,
inside,
isn't it just like with... it's just brave that you can just go there.
And I think it's actually empowering to take, because women are treated as sex objects, and I think it's empowering to take that and really highlight it and say, but we're not going to be sexy in the way that you think we should be sexy. We're going to be sexy in the way that we think is sexy.
And I think it's important
and being empowered and brave and standing up and saying, I'm a woman in comedy.
But, you know,
I'm part of that collective of women.
Trevor and Todd.
Surely I think that, you know, as a woman in comedy, you know, with feminism, it's always, you know, it's always there and present. It's always something in the air, you know. It's
not
like,
really. I just have really funny ideas that I then say on stage, and I happen to be female, it ends there, really.
Well, I think that we can say that, you know, even though, you know, all women's stories are important, you know, misogyny isn't just a male thing.
No, that's right.
And sometimes it can be expressed by women, you know, who have sort of been – and that's what the patriarchy does. It sort of brainwashes us all to –
And that's what we're about here at the Feminist Podcast, just exploring what feminism is and then telling women about it. That's what we want to do. That's
but Trevor and Todd, mission. When you used to have that double act back in the day when we all started out, you guys sort of constantly asking me out and you know,
as
and like,
friends, I
yeah,
think.
Just as friends, was, you know, just yeah. like as a nice
was
sort
it?
Of,
and then like sort of,
you know, we're obviously, you know, we're men and we're like, I love minds and I love sort of empowerment.
Yeah, there was that, you know, how, you know, offers of mentoring.
Yeah, I think,
and,
you know, mentorship is important.
Just sort of
especially.
Me, you wanted me to on my own to sort of come. And
that doesn't feel like what we were doing.
I think that's all the time.
No, I think that's about all the time we have. But thank you so much, Anne Edmonds. Your show is on at the Comedy Festival, the dates and times. And
Melbourne Town
yeah,
Hall.
Yeah, Melbourne Town Hall. It's around.
Next,
so check it out.
Good luck
coming up,
tickets.
We have a list of top five things to watch out for if you're a woman of colour. So stick around for that.
I'm excited. That sounds great.
Very excited. See you next time on That Feminist Podcast.
You're both cunts.
I hate myself so fucking much. 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 The Grub.
This week. On To Catch a
Boy. This woman is eaten at work. She's entering a cafe, but doesn't plan to buy anything. She's there for one reason and one reason only. To poop.
This woman is entering a cafe. We know she's already eaten at work, and we have a text message history with her friend claiming that she needs to defecate. She isn't there to eat anything. We believe she's there to poop and run. I confront her to see what she has to say. Excuse
Hello?
Me, ma'am.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hey, yeah. Sorry. I'm Chris Hansen. Can you take a seat over there, please? Why don't you take a seat over there? No, why don't you take a seat over here?
Okay.
Come on. Why don't you take a seat over here?
Yeah.
What were you doing here today at this cafe, ma'am?
I was just checking out the, someone told me that there's a fun toilet here, so I just went in.
A fun toilet.
Yeah, so I went and, I was just having a look at it and to see what,
You were just taking a look? You were just taking a look in the toilet?
Sorry, can you stop filming me?
Ma'am, this is a public place. No one's threatening you. We just need to ask. You say you were taking a look at the toilet.
Yeah.
You say you were there just to check it out.
Yeah,
just
have a look. And
I have some documents here. This is a text message between you and your friend Lisa, okay?
Yeah.
Why don't you take a look what it says right here. I need to shit. I need to shit so bad I'm going to duck into this cafe.
Yeah, that was that's like a funny joke to send to a friend.
So if I were to walk in there now, I wouldn't see or smell the remnants of a poop?
No.
Poop has happened there?
No.
I put it to you that you have. You've done it, haven't you? You did do it, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's okay, you can tell the truth.
I'm sorry.
You came here to poop?
Yeah, I came. Yes, I'm
you
sorry.
Came here to poop and then leave. This cafe, you're a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Okay? This cafe is a nice establishment.
I'm so sorry.
And you just thought you'd come in here, pop in the toilet and then leave.
Can you stop filming? I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I'm telling you,
I understand
done
that, ma'am. But apologies don't make up for what's happened.
I didn't think any. You've I didn't think it was did. A big deal. I didn't think it was.
Well, it is a big deal. There's a poop in there now. A poop that hasn't been paid for. You didn't give the cafe any money.
Yeah.
You didn't frequent this
I
business.
I know. I'm sorry, and I just want to apologize to them and to my family and the community. And just if you just, I've learnt my lesson, and if we can just move on and put this behind us, then I'd be so grateful. Mm. I appreciate the work that you're doing, and I'm so sorry to everyone.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's not like you're under arrest or anything. There's no crime has been committed, obviously. It's funny that you pooped in a cafe. And anyway, I'm going to go. So
thank you, sir.
I'll see you later.
Thank you, sir.
Next time on To Catch a Pupiter, this man pops in his hand. Yuck.
Soccer's back.
Soccer is back, I think. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the sport.
No.
Not that I don't like it. I just don't – I'm not sure what's going on with soccer. But it's the world game.
Yes.
It's popular. And no, but I'd like the sport. Like, I see it on and I think it looks cool. And I'd like to know more. So we have a soccer expert. Yes, a football expert, as he'd probably prefer to be called.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Football expert. Okay, here we go.
What's your name?
It's great to be here. I'm Jared.
Mm-hmm. Jared.
Where are you from, Jared?
I'm from London town.
Mm. Yes, okay.
Little tiny village.
So
we're
talking footy. We're talking football.
Football. Hey, we are the new Pirates. Get in there and get in out. It's fantastic being here. I love football.
And who are the new Pirates?
The new Town Pirates. A wonderful, Premier League.
New Town in Sydney.
No, Sydney. It's English. It is an English football.
English football.
So,
yeah. I'm not too familiar. So is it in the Premier League?
Big time. Big time Premier League. You've got great players like Morrow and what Ban. Fantastic players, just at the top of their game with some of the great teams.
And where did they finish last season?
They are players and they are in Northern Downs. A fantastic Northern Downs, great team, great coach.
What?
Barry
Northern
Peters.
Downs?
Northern what? Downs, great town.
What about Newtown?
Newtown, that's another fantastic team, as I said. And they did finish about fifth or sixth in the league, and
I mean, I'm not a huge football fan, but I feel like if they were like fifth or sixth, isn't that sort of high up the ladder? Like,
definitely. I mean, it's high and it's also low. That's the thing, is that the higher you get, the lower you can also go.
I mean, as well as Greg, I admit to not knowing much about soccer, but I've never heard about those two teams. I could probably name a few teams like AC Milan or like
I don't know.
Or,
you don't know AC Milan?
Oh, it must be. Like, maybe they were relegated
Like Manchester United?
Manchester, yes. Yeah. I'm also a big fan of
Chelsea?
Castle Smith. Great goalies in there.
Castle Smith.
Go on, Castle! Hey! The team out there. They really fight.
Okay.
And Whitney. One of the best.
But you're a soccer expert, so there has been a lot of talk actually about Manchester United and whether they'll ever get back to the form they were once in. Have you got any
mean, I've got a fantastic coach with Darren, and I think that as soon as they can get Marcos out of there, you go, get out, Marcos! Get out, Marcos! Here we are! Hey! Oh, that's no way to go.
There's no Darren that's a coach, and coach is called a manager. I know that.
That is, up for debate.
But we're in Australia anyway. Yes. So I mean, let's talk about Australian football. Let's talk about the
Melbourne Hearts are fantastic, doing really well. Mm-hmm. Love the Melbourne Hearts. Mm-hmm. And what's the other?
There's two teams in Melbourne. What's the other one called?
The Green Park Downy Boys.
What do you think about the Brisbane Broncos as a team?
Oh, Broncos. I'm glad that Cherub has been replaced and they are back into form. Really thin that they could pick up in the first quarter with some new blood, such as Sparrow and Finch.
Broncos, really Broncos are the NRL team.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and
really well known.
The NRL can do a great job in football, then I think anyone can.
So you're saying that the Brisbane Broncos, the NRL team, is currently playing football in the
everyone
in the A League.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't they? If, to say it's different, I mean, you don't even know about football.
What was your name again? what was your
Jim?
It wasn't.
I don't think it was.
It wasn't Jim.
It wasn't Jim.
I think I will listen back later, but I feel like you've tricked us.
Mm-hmm. Another funny trick.
You've tricked us to come on here. You've been contacting us for a while.
I'm a football expert.
I mean, we paid you money to be on here.
I'm a football expert.
We were trying to expand this podcast to, you know, reach out to sports listenership.
He's a runner.
He's another runner.
Yeah, it's only the third person that's run off today. Yeah. So
that's not bad, actually.
Yeah. Good on him.
Hi, I'm the slipperiest boy in the world. Come on down and you can slip on me. Slip in, slip out, and slip right off. That's me, the slipperiest boy in the world. Slippin'.
The gravissimo del settimano. Come no.
Does that mean grub of the week?
I think sort of.
In German it would be grub de woche.
Yep.
Yep.
What would Grubber it be in Perth?
Ah, come on, man. Grubby weekies.
What would it be in Brisbane?
Grubby weekies.
That's just lazy. That's just lazy.
The Chinese are taking over Australia. Grub of the week.
It's funny because I heard quite a few people in Perth talking about that.
Yeah, they're fucking. I reckon Perth is one is so racist.
It'd be interesting to line up the racist cities.
My,
I reckon easily in number. I reckon it would. It would surprise you. I reckon it would turn out to be Melbourne or Sydney.
Because of their outer,
because they're outer suburbs. Mm. And all those big Nazi guys, they're all from Melbourne.
That's true.
They love sipping on their lattes and trashing Jewish businesses.
Yeah. What about, it depends how you're calculating the numbers. Because there's also front runners like Bendigo, Geelong.
Oh, or, you know, when it comes to towns.
A regional centre.
Regional centres, bomb them all. They... There's no regional town that's good.
Oh, there's some. There's every
name
now and then.
Name one.
Ipswich.
Exactly.
Bridgetown.
Bridgetown. Never heard of it. Hate bridges, hate towns.
Bridgetown's nice in WA.
Bridgetown's nice in WA.
Margaret River. That's nice in WA.
Once I did a gig in Margaret River and I was a bit drunk.
Yeah.
Before I went on stage.
Do you guys want to get fucked up right now?
Yep.
Drunk episode.
And I did my set and it went really well. And at the end, I'd had about 5 or 6 glasses of wine. And then at the end, I said, thanks so much, everybody. I've been Margaret River.
That's fantastic.
That is good stuff.
And I literally didn't mean it.
I've been Margaret River. Did people love it?
All right. What were you talking about? Grub of the week.
Grub of the week.
Yep.
It's almost as if we haven't thought about it. Yeah. Maybe we could come back to this after we've done our sketches.
It's always the fucking last thing you think
of.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you never think of Grow of the Week. I mean, we didn't say George Pell last week.
So.
Oh, Georgie Pell.
I mean, we're a week late, but...
Yeah, still.
Might as well.
Top grub.
Being a pedophile is
holy
timeless.
Grub.
Yeah, you kind of... You almost have to be if you... Who else would it? Michael Jackson?
Whoa.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
That Michael Jackson doco just dropped?
It's basically just all the pedophiles.
This
grubs.
Is a week of pedophiles. Mm. Yeah.
They know what they've done.
There's so many.
There's a lot. We don't have to go into it.
There's a lot.
They've got to win. Oh, mate, actually, okay. How about bloody Johnny Howard?
Johnny Howard.
What's worse than a pedophile than someone that defends a pedophile?
Pedophile's still worse.
It's definitely worse.
Okay.
Yeah. But
defending a pedophile.
Did John Howard come out and say George Pell is all right? Back off.
Yeah,
that's normally Tony Abbott's job.
He's my best friend.
He didn't say it in public. He said it in the court of law. Like he went to.
Oh.
He was part of the case to defend.
He was his character witness.
Yeah.
Was he compelled to go? Like, was he? Oh no, by law?
No, compelled.
Not at all. He was. That's your grub of the week.
I was brought up Catholic.
Yeah, really?
Cuts deep.
I say really, of course. I know that you're Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was we went every Sunday and it was a brainwashing, I guess, of sorts.
I flirted with Christianity for a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it flirt back?
Yeah. And I fucked off.
Yeah, got him.
On your own dime? Or was it your parent? You know, were your parents like, oh, we're Christians? Or were you
No. My family's always been atheist.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, what's this?
Sure. Really?
And then went, nah.
How long for?
Maybe like a year or 2 years.
Where did you go?
I went just to, I think it was, I got into it because of a girl. Who was Christian.
Is that not, also why you're into improv? Did you get into improv at church?
What's the difference between a cult and improv?
Is that why you're also into racism? It's just whatever girl you're with.
Yeah, Maggie is a massive racist because she's from Brisbane.
When I was goth.
But no, hang on, I'm not finished with
okay,
Ben.
All right. Okay.
And so you were going what to a congregation of some sort? Was it one of these modern happy clappers?
Yeah.
So singing and.
Mm-hmm. She went to one of those big boys.
Oh, like a Hillsong type of deal.
And so I would go, and I went to that a couple of times, and I think I also got into it because when I was a young kid, I would go to these performing arts camps because my parents didn't want to deal with my bullshit, and they had a weird tinge of Christianity dipped in there.
Yeah. Mm.
But the main time I was in was because of a girl, my first proper girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she went to this big church, and funnily enough, it was also the time that I was like, nah, this is bullshit, because that church would speak in tongues.
Oh.
And I remember it so succinctly when I, like, it's so vivid in my mind, just watching these people do, like, speak in tongues and go, nah.
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 Yeah.
Nah, this isn't for me.
What did that, would that be like? Oh,
what? Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
And I was like, nah, I'm out. God's fucked. Fuck you.
Because that is
going back to my atheist roots.
That is ScoMo's church. That is the. I mean, I don't know if that's exact church is his church, but he is one of the speaking tongues people.
Yeah,
and that still just blows my mind that our prime minister, the leader of our nation, literally goes into a room.
But to be fair, isn't that just what goes on in the House of Representatives?
Please support the grub. Otherwise, we're going to have to keep making jokes like this.
Yeah, because they're the only jokes that get your job on the TV. That cutting satire.
Please sign up to the Patreon. Retweet. Subscribe. Download. Grub. Come to my show at the Brisbane Comedy Festival. Greg Larson, 8th of March. 3 nights only. Support the grub. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Get it.
All right, it's 1:38.
Yeah, we should.
And I still have. Let's have a discussion if we can.
Let's do that.
Are we done?
We're gonna go for this shit. Thank you.